Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm here in San Diego. I mean, I surf, I'm active, you know, I'm an ex-college athlete. Well, I decided, you know, I'm going to try that Balance of Nature. Let's just see what happens. Like after about a month and a half, man, what a difference. That sold me right there. That's when I was like, you know, this stuff's working, so I'm going to stick with it. And so I've been sticking with it ever since, and it's definitely helped, and I definitely feel good. Seems like to be the real deal.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. If you're like me, you work hard for your money, so you want to make sure your money is safe when you put it in your bank account. But is it really safe? Today, we not only have to worry about bank failures, but also about losing our freedom and privacy with the push for the digital dollar that would allow the government to tell us what we can and cannot buy with even our own money. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get the Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available now to my listeners free of charge. In it, you will learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America at 800-289-2646 to get this free report, or just go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. I was surprised by what banks are required to do for the government. Call or text 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or visit swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow. That's swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer, I want.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough. I've got a special report just for you from my friends at Swiss America, and it's free. Go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to get it now. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, big stuff for your day. The latest headlines, what it all means to you and your life, why it matters to what happens next in the world around us. You know, I believe we have a responsibility to make a difference. Well, stick around. That's exactly what this show will make if you give us your time and attention. I'm Kevin McCullough.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends, it's Wellness Wednesday, and on this edition, we are going to touch on a couple of things that I don't think we ever have before. You see in the headlines stories about something called gut health that's everywhere, and why it's so important, and what's important to know about it, and why it's important for it to be healthy with you, et cetera, et cetera. I kind of would laugh this off in the past because it'd be one of those things where I'd be like, yeah, gut health, ha, ha, ha. Actually, the more I'm reading, the more I'm researching, the more I'm studying, the more deadly serious I am about it. And I've got an expert. Dr. Laura Purdy is going to be with us on this edition. She is not with us as often as the Fox News Medical All-Stars, but she deserves every bit of the kudos that they do because she is in the trenches with America's favorite doctor and her new operation called Swell. She probably has more influence over more patients on a given week than some of my Fox News medical friends. So we're going to get to Dr. Purdy and her assessment of that. We're also going to talk about a little known organ that you may have known people who had it removed, but did they need to? Is it always necessary to? The gallbladder. What does it take to be healthy? How to have a healthier one? I've had some struggles with that little pump in my system as well, and she's going to help us understand that as well. So we got a lot to get to when Dr. Purdy shows up. But I need to weigh in, and I just want to say that on Thursday we take a look more at legal issues, and on the Thursday edition I will delve into more of what the court ruling on Monday meant, et cetera, et cetera. But I have to say, because this is the election cycle and we're in the political throes of what is our political life here in America, we are smack dab now in the midst of a two-person race. Nikki Haley dropping out of the race earlier today. I'm watching how some people are interpreting what they wanted to hear Nikki Haley say versus what she actually said. And I don't know that it's fair to have to make that comparison one to the other, because I do think that people run for president for different reasons, and they choose not to be president for different reasons, and they choose to drop out for different reasons. You had Mike Huckabee on my show the night of New Hampshire, and I had him on Salem News Channel that same night, and he was explaining that, you know, the second hardest thing for a person to do besides deciding to run for president of the United States is deciding when to get out of the race for president of the United States. So for all the people that have, wanted to be super opinionated or critical of what Nikki can or should have done before now, and I've got friends, Eric Metaxas and others, that believe she's done irreparable damage to the party. I don't think that she has. I don't think President Trump thinks that she has. In his victory speech last night for Super Tuesday, I found him to be really, really conciliatory, really, really gracious. As you would expect Trump to be, dead focused on the problems that we have in front of us and what must be done to solve them. But I didn't pick up on anything that was, I'm going to show Nikki who's boss or anything. I didn't pick up on any of that. And I think that her comments today, and I'm not going to read more into them than what she said. She basically said that if Donald Trump wants to be president of the United States, he needs to work hard to win the support of every American, not just the MAGA Republicans, which are the base of his party. They are what are catapulting him to a record fashion nomination very, very shortly. But also the people that voted for Nikki and for Democrats and for independents that are independently minded, that can and do want America to be better than she has been in recent years. So I didn't read anything into Nikki's comments other than she wants Donald Trump to put his best foot forward and work hard to earn the vote of every American. And I think that that's a reasonable spot to be in. I'm going to have people that disagree with me on that. A lot of my MAGA friends, and I consider myself a Make America Great Again person. But I didn't find what Nikki said in her concession speech today to be disheartening or even threatening. I think she just was saying what is on a lot of people's minds. If we're gonna fix America, let's pull everybody together to do it. And I think, for what it's worth, that's exactly what Donald Trump wants to do. I think Donald Trump wants the country to come together so that we can fix what has been broken, and a lot has been broken over the last 3.5 years. But he wants us to do that so that we can be a united nation, so that we can be the United States, so that as a people, we see more in common with each other than we see difference. And that as that, we can be the best America that we can be. And who would argue with that? Maybe Venezuelan, illegals that are attacking the NYPD in Times Square. Maybe they would disagree with that. But can Americans of good heart, good intent, goodwill towards one another, do we have to disagree with each other on that? I don't know. I don't think so. I hope not. Because I will tell you, if we are at the place where as Americans we can't be civil to each other anymore, if we are at the place where that is no longer possible, we have lost. We've already lost. And I don't want us to lose. I don't think we have to. I certainly don't think that former President Trump wants us to lose. I do question whether or not the administration that's currently in, if they even care if America loses. Because it seems like on their watch that they are fine with us losing in a lot of areas. Sovereignty to our country. The right to self-determine. The right to do any number of things as we see fit for ourselves. This is not a mystery. This is the way they are. But I'm hopeful that enough independents, civilly minded Democrats, common sense Americans, America loving people can come together as one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, and bring this country together so that we can have our best days yet in front of us. I believe it's doable. So let's do it. All right. We got a lot to get to. Dr. Laura Purdy is with us. If you are not following her on Instagram, you should. America's favorite doctor is where you see her. I'm Kevin McCullough. Super glad to have you with us. Don't go anywhere.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring 2-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I've been a clinical psychologist since 1991. I was licensed. And I love being a clinical psychologist because I like helping people. I tell people that Balance of Nature is a wonderful supplement because I truly trust in the product. I feel great. And because I feel great, I'm able to do everything that I want to do. I really love taking Balance of Nature.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Bindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Lately, it feels like we are living in a financial war zone, in a fight for our liberties and for our money. Cash has always represented freedom and privacy, but those values are now under threat from a hackable and trackable digital currency and from our own government. Frankly, I was shocked by some of the things banks are required to now do for the government. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get The Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available right now to you free of charge. In it, you'll learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America now at 800-281-2646 and say, I'd like The Secret War on Cash. Or go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. That's 800-281-2646, 800-289-2646, or visit swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon.
I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah. Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
And welcome back. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. It is Wellness Wednesday, and joining me is Dr. Laura Purdy, who since the last time she was with us, visited New York, got to break bread with her, and my lovely bride and I had a great evening getting to know her a little bit more in person than just here on the radio. Dr. Purdy, it's always good to have you. Thanks for being back.
Kevin, the pleasure is all mine, and thanks to you and your wife for hosting us in New York City. It was an amazing time, and I'm happy to be back here with you today.
Yeah. Well, as always, I'm a big fan of America's Favorite Doctor, and if you're not following her on Instagram, you should be. She's loaded with great information there. And there's a couple of things that when we were having our discussion over dinner, Dr. Purdy, that I was not really that well aware of, and you really helped me understand. And I didn't even think it was all that appetizing of information to discuss. But when you're dealing with an issue like I have over the last number of years, I've also found it to be very practical. And you helped me understand the function of my gallbladder a little bit better. If people have stones or sludge or things like that, what are some important things that they need to keep in mind when it comes to the health of this seemingly unimportant little organ that's in the middle of our chest cavity?
Well, as we talked at dinner that night, Kevin, the gallbladder is one of those organs that you probably don't notice it until there's a problem with it, as you have experienced.
As I am firsthand an experiencer of, yes.
Most people don't even pay a second mind to their gallbladder, but the gallbladder's job is to help you digest food, specifically fats. And you need fats to make it through your colon and out the other side in the best, most suitable way, painless way possible. But the gallbladder, it produces some substances, and it's also responsible for squeezing those substances into the intestine. It's a pouch. It's like a pouch with a little spout at the end, and it needs to squeeze almost like a water balloon.
Described it as kind of like a thing that you use to like puff the air into your fireplace with.
Bellows, like the fireplace bellows. Absolutely. Except what comes out is bile instead of air. And if you have a problem with the function of your gallbladder, for example, which if I recall is not the case with you, some people have stones. And so if you have rocks inside of your gallbladder, obviously it's not storing bile and it's not squeezing well. And sometimes it even squeezes out a stone. Or other people can have just generalized dysfunction with the squeezing of the gallbladder. And that's when you can have sludge and slime. I hope nobody's eating lunch while we're talking.
this is dinner time, so we're hoping dinner people time. Aren't having dinner either.
Dinner, lunch, either one. Maybe wait until after. But the material, the bile inside of it can become thick and sludgy because it's stagnant like a swamp or a pond. And eventually that gallbladder is probably not going to work and do its job anymore. But for some people like yourself, you can do some things with your lifestyle, change some things about the way that you live, and get the longest life out of that gallbladder that you possibly can.
Well, my experience was such, and it kind of disturbed me a little bit, Dr. Purdy. And if we have a second, I'll just unpack this. So when I had original pain from it, I had gone through a rapid weight loss program where I dropped 35 pounds in 30 days. And afterwards, in speaking with Dr. Douglas Howard of Balance of Nature and a few other physicians, they said, well, when you go through a rapid weight loss program, your body is burning fat kind of the way a fireplace burns wood. And the smoke and the ash and all the stuff that it burns off in the burning of the fat has to go somewhere. And that is actually the cause of that biliary sludge that you're describing. The reason it becomes thicker and harder to process with is because you've thrown impurities into it. And that was where my physician at the time said, well, let's go get an MRI, take a look at what's going on. She assumed that I did have stones in there. It turned out to just be sludge. And I asked her, I said, is it manageable through diet or through lifestyle? And she didn't recommend it. She said, no, I would still go ahead and have it removed. But I decided I wanted to seek out a different way to manage it. And for the last 8 years, I have not had to have it removed because of taking those managerial steps. Now, did I do the wrong thing, Dr. Purdy?
Absolutely not. You did not do the wrong thing. I think it's important for us to remember that the right thing can differ from patient to patient. Don't you think?
I would think so.
Yeah, the right thing. Now, do we have medical guidelines and standard of cares? And absolutely, yes. There is science and numbers and statistics and evidence that will say, if you have a gallbladder problem, this is what you should do. However, those numbers are based off of large numbers of people and average human behavior and average human outcomes. And Kevin, from what I learned about you, you might be a little above average in how responsible you are with your ailing gallbladder. Not everybody is that attentive and devoted to doing the right thing by their body.
Well, and that's the thing. Like I had to, well, I asked my doctor and I said, if I have the gallbladder removed, what's going to happen? And she said, well, you're going to have to make some dietary changes. And I said, well, if I made dietary changes in advance, what would they be that you would recommend? And she said, well, lower fat. And so I watch my daily fat intake. I try not to, I read more labels than I've ever read before. If it's above 12 DV, you know, I don't have it. But that was my understanding of how I would have to change post-surgery anyway. So to me, it was there was no leader loss there.
Absolutely not. I mean, you're going to have to make modifications. And plus, once you have surgery, you run the risk for pain, scar tissue, complications of the surgery itself. And so I think for you, as someone who's willing to be devoted to making a long-standing lifestyle change, I think you absolutely made the right decision for you. And like we talked about at dinner, this is definitely a marathon, not a sprint. You won't cure it. It's not going to go away. You're not going to resolve the problem, especially if it's due to weakening of the squeezing of the gallbladder. So it's not functioning as well as before. And that's why there's sludge building up inside of it. But you can absolutely, I mean, who knows how long? You may at some point, it could get infected. It could get inflamed. You might make stones at some point. But for right now, today, if you're managing it and you don't have symptoms, then you're doing the best and right thing for you, especially if you're happy with how it is.
Last question before we go to this first break. It made me rethink rapid weight loss programs. Losing weight fast is not a healthy thing to do. Is that right?
It depends on how you define fast, right? Fast is in the eye of the beholder. But yes, there is absolutely a way to lose weight so fast that you can have side effects, such as actually gallstones can be a side effect. So can kidney stones, so can hair loss. That happens a lot. Gout, which is kind of similar. It's a crystal buildup in the joints. There's lots of things that can happen when your body's trying to accommodate for that weight loss, but unable to keep things in homeostasis, or that's, you know, the science word for balance. And it starts to show in areas of your body.
All right. She's Dr. Laura Purdy. We're coming right back from this first break. Stay here.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Timothy Mahoney uncovers evidence of the true location of Mount Sinai, interviewing modern-day Exodus explorers and scholars.
Once I realized what this site was, I dropped to my knees.
All of the evidence, it's sitting out there for everyone to see.
Inspiring and faith-affirming. Journey to Mount Sinai 2 in theaters only May 15th and 17th. Get tickets today at patternsofevidence.com.
Now, do you know color is vital to your health? Now, I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. If you're like me, you work hard for your money, so you want to make sure your money is safe when you put it in your bank account. But is it really safe? Today, we not only have to worry about bank failures, but also about losing our freedom and privacy with the push for the digital dollar that would allow the government to tell us what we can and cannot buy with even our own money. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get the Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available now to my listeners free of charge. In it, you will learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America at 800-289-2646 to get this free report, or just go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. I was surprised by what banks are required to do for the government. Call or text 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or visit swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow. That's swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels, starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
And we're back. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Dr. Laura Purdy is my guest. America's favorite doctor is where you see her. You can find her on Instagram under that handle. And you've got some other exciting things going on, Dr. Purdy. Brag a little bit on the variety of things that you're involved with these days.
Oh, goodness. You're going to ask me to brag. That's not in my skill set, Kevin, but I'll do the best I can. So I am the CEO and founder of Swell Medical, which is the nation's first, I call it cash pay direct-to-consumer health system, which sounds like a pretty monumental thing to say, but it's truly what we have done. If you're familiar with the concierge movement in the U.S. right now for the last couple of decades, there's been this movement towards not accepting insurance, not accepting federal payers, but instead just having a fee for service. Patients pay you for a medical service, you provide the service, and then you move on about your business. This is most commonly seen in places like IV hydration companies, med spas, aesthetic businesses, but also a lot of primary care. So what we've done is we've started to try to unify the patients and the caregivers or the clinicians or the providers all across the country who want to be a part of the change and are tired of working in the mainstream healthcare system. So we have slowly started to gather doctors, NPs, even nurses, RNs, MAs, anybody from the healthcare profession who wants to do something different. And so we have a massive virtual primary care clinic of patients from all across the country, everywhere, all 50 states. And we have partnered with, at this point, I think over 200 brick and mortar, fixed standing facilities across the country who need that support and infrastructure. And the patients can move in and out from the office to the virtual. But I think our secret sauce is really in the culture and the ethics. We are compassionate, empathetic, and caring. We treat humans like humans, not like machines or assets or a number or a means to an end. And we actually expect that from our patients in return. So we say that we're the health system that stops hurting people. And that includes everyone, including those of us who serve it. So we have some outreach going on. We're getting involved with nonprofits and some anti-bullying things. And there's some really, really big, exciting partnerships coming down the pike in the next few months, although I cannot publicly disclose them
yet. No, that's fine. We'll talk about those when they come around.
I'm excited because I'm recruiting specialists, and it's going to be fun.
Well, you should be. And it's such a kind of revolutionary way of approaching what has been a largely no choice options given industry to the consumer. And you're kind of putting a little bit of choice and control and options back into the consumer's hands. And I always think that that is the better way to go. Having options and choices and more flexibility, I think, always helps the individual in the long run. So I wanted you to brag on that a little bit because I'm excited for you. And as those new partnerships come down the line, we'll talk about those as well when they get here. Hey, we were talking about the gallbladder, which may not, you know, it's Wellness Wednesday. We cover everything here. We talk weight loss, cancer, COVID, everything in between. But I noticed that you posted recently on the importance of gut health. And since we're already into internal medicine on this show anyway tonight, let's just stay right there for a second. Why do we hear so much about gut health these days? And what is kind of new, or what have we learned about the connection between it and chronic disease, or sometimes terminal diagnoses?
Oh, this is an absolutely fascinating topic for me to discuss, Kevin. And it's also kind of interesting because for me, coming out of the allopathic or the mainstream medicine school way of thinking, gut health, and especially terms like microbiomes and words like that, those were very taboo in my education. But the gut is almost like you could reference it as the next frontier of medicine. The gut, there's so much that we don't know. And we're starting to do a lot of research on especially the bacteria and the microbiome and the things that you eat and macro and micronutrients and how that can affect the whole rest of your body. Even, for example, mood and mental health. There's more serotonin receptors in the gut than there is in the brain, which is one of the neurochemicals involved.
Now that, I just got to stop you there. That's a mind-blowing statement, because we hear so much about serotonin and mental acuity and brain health. There's more in the gut?
Absolutely. That's why a lot of people with anxiety or other more severe mental health problems have a lot of intestinal symptoms.
Very interesting. All right. Well, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Listen, I'm here to teach you. I'm here to teach, educate, and inform.
And you're doing a great job on all of that, but we got to take a break. And when we come back, we continue with Wellness Wednesday. Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us, and very, very glad to have Dr. Laura Purdy joining us. If you want to find out more, you can look up her Instagram, America's Favorite Doctor. That's where you find that, on the Instagram. Coming right back from New York. Stay here.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon.
I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah. Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I've been a clinical psychologist since 1991. I was licensed. And I love being a clinical psychologist because I like helping people. I tell people that Balance of Nature is a wonderful supplement because I truly trust in the product. I feel great, and because I feel great, I'm able to do everything that I want to do. I really love taking Balance of Nature.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Lately, it feels like we are living in a financial war zone, in a fight for our liberties and for our money. Cash has always represented freedom and privacy, but those values are now under threat from a hackable and trackable digital currency and from our own government. Frankly, I was shocked by some of the things banks are required to now do for the government. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get The Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available right now to you free of charge. In it, you'll learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America now at 800-281-2646 and say, I'd like The Secret War on Cash. Or go to SwissAmerica.com/ThatKevinShow to register now for this compelling report. That's 800-281-2646, 800-289-2646. Or visit SwissAmerica.com/ThatKevinShow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl.
I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, it's Wednesday. So glad to have you back. It's Kevin McCullough. And, you know, when we do these informationally focused segments and shows, the goal is very simple. The reason that we do all of this is that we are trying to help you take back control of your life in your time frame. To say, I have greater sovereignty over who I am, over my decisions, over the choices I have to make, et cetera, et cetera. And I did not pay attention. Dr. Purdy, you're being very kind, but I did not pay attention to the inner health of who I was for a very long time. When I was young, I ate how I wanted to eat, and I didn't care what it was. Now, I was not like a super junk food addicted person. I didn't have, you know, candy bars and Coke and stuff like my. That was kind of my mom, how she would say she was when she was growing up. And I think on some level, she came by that a little bit, honestly, from the genes because her dad was type 2 diabetic and the diet has always been something. But for some reason, I've been able to be more disciplined in how I go about doing what I do. So when I say to Dr. Purdy, look, you're helping us learn, that's as much for me as it is for anybody else. And I want those of you listening every single week to understand that. I am grateful for the expertise of people like Laura Purdy who give up their time to be with us and to help us understand all of this. Now, when we went to break, Dr. Purdy, you're helping us understand in a remarkably important fashion that listening to the inner parts of who we are, specifically our gut, does matter. I want you to pick up on where we were before we went to break.
And so we're at this phase in the development of ourselves as a medical society where we're starting to be more open-minded about the things that we really haven't known much about historically. And gut health is one of them. we don't know as much as we wish we did yet. And I think the functional medicine doctors, the people who are really understanding how the body works and how we can work with how the body works to help people optimize their wellness, I think that is the field of medicine that's really heading in the right direction. Whereas traditional medicine tends to want to just give a prescription every time there's a symptom. And as we're learning, that's not always the right answer. But you're right. Gut health is starting to really be seen to be tied to a wide range of medical conditions in all of the body systems.
When we're talking about the connection to disease specifically, what major chronic or life-threatening disease is gut health connected to?
Well, that's a good question. And the answer is a lot. So aside from, so you can think about the typical things, right? So you think about
cancer, heart disease, et cetera.
Mm-hmm, but there's even more. So obesity, type 2 diabetes, even allergies, when you think about allergies, there is some emerging research that is starting to look at the correlation, right? Because we don't know a lot about the cause yet, but the correlation. And we do see correlations between people who have dysfunctional gut health and some of these chronic diseases like cancer, heart attack, heart disease, stroke, and even other other things like hormone imbalances, difficult times with menopause, allergies, skin allergies. But it's the why that we don't know yet, the why. The what is pretty impressive when we start to look at the correlations to say, wow, people who have these problems with their gut health are also predisposed to these mental health conditions or cardiovascular conditions. But what to do about it and why it's related, I think that's what we're going to learn a lot about in the coming years.
How do I know if I'm an amateur, if my gut is healthy? And what are one or two things, just because we're nearly out of time, what are one or two things that someone can do to start taking steps to improve their gut health?
Oof. Well, the frequency and quality and consistency of your bowel movements is definitely the biggest red flag. So you should be easily going every day. If it's more or less than that, or you have problems with your consistency or texture, that's a good sign. However, there can be some other symptoms too that are a little more vague, like fatigue, you're right, difficulty concentrating, trouble focusing, feeling a little bit bloated or just uneasy, problems with your appetite. And those are less, they're less obvious. But there are some tests that are available these days. They're actually called gut microbiomes. And these can be at-home tests, or sometimes you can get them in office. Actually, we actually order them. We can order them through our online clinic. I didn't even think about that, but we do. We do. We have an ability to order these things. And you can actually have a profile or an assay that's compared to what would be considered like a standard or a common or a healthy. And you can see what is populating your gut. Are you off balance or too far in one direction, high or low, of something that we would expect to normally be there? And then you can do things like probiotics or adjustments in your diet to help bring those things back into balance.
So real quickly, if I don't know anything about my gut, but I'm just taking it seriously and I want to turn to a healthier way of dealing with it, dietary, probably the first and foremost important item.
Absolutely. Dietary, making sure that you're eating a wide variety of foods. I think I'm definitely not.
Lots of Granny Smith apples on that list.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm not an all or nothing person. I'll never tell you never eat processed foods, but you should be eating a wide variety of foods. And the more plants, the more foods that come from the earth, that's going to be better for your gut than digesting a bunch of chemicals, right? And then secondarily, even taking something like probiotics or eating foods that have probiotics in them, such as yogurt or kimchi, that's designed to put those good bacteria back in your gut and keep that population where it needs to be.
Kombucha, here I come. All right, Dr. Purdy, thank you for your time. Always appreciate it. We look forward to having you back. If they want to get more information about Swell, where do they go?
Well, you can find us online. Actually, Instagram is great, at America's Favorite Doctor. We just launched our brand new Swell Instagram as well. If it's up today, you can get that link from my profile as well. And we also are online at www.drlaurapurdy.com. And that also links to our website.
Very good. Dr. Purdy, we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, it's Wellness Wednesday. Stay with us.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
Color is vital to your health. I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends, final few minutes on this Wellness Wednesday. I don't know how well it is for us as a country. You know, it's the election cycle, so I'm doing a little more politics these days than I normally would be doing. I don't think it probably had anything to do with the outcome of Super Tuesday because people were going to the polls voting while this story broke. But I did want to respond to it officially. It was revealed yesterday by multiple news sources that the White House has had flown 320,000 illegal immigrants into the country
for the reasons that they might have difficulty entering through the points of entry on the border. Now, I don't even know fully how to interpret that. The laws are that you shouldn't come here unless you have a legitimate claim to come here. And if you're coming as a visitor to tour, you can come and tour and you bring your passport and you have your visa and you stay for the amount of time and then you go back. If you're here on a work assignment, you bring your work visa with you, and when it's over, it's time to go back and your job relocates you back to where you go. That's great. Legal immigration, that's done through an orderly process. But people who are just randomly coming here, claiming asylum with likely seldom a legitimate need for it, because it's something like 9.5 out of every 10 asylum claims are rejected because they're bogus. People are coming here because they just want to come, and they just think that if they just want to come, that that's all there is to it. It's a lot more involved than that. We want you to become an American, but we want you to become an American through the auspices of the laws that we've said this is how you become an American by. But not with this administration. They've already let in 9 million people that have been apprehended at the border. There's another million that have gotten away. And for people that they really thought still wouldn't make it through the process of getting in here illegally, they have flown charter flights, airlifts, if you will, for people to come in. And I think of that in contrast to the people that we left behind in Afghanistan, Americans and those who helped Americans in our war against terrorism. Breaks my heart, friend. Not a super sign of wellness in our country, you could certainly say. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. I am so grateful to have you here. Thank you for joining me. And if you missed out on any part of it, thatkevinshow.com, all the podcasts, all the TV shows, all the radio shows, thatkevinshow.com, thatkevinshow.com, thatkevinshow.com. We'll see you next time.